Blog Talk Radio.
Earth Angel Radio is the authentic radio for living an authentic life, sharing with you the heart of a richer and fuller life with divine guidance.
Earth Angel Radio is here to share with you the wisdom of the ages from all dimensions, bringing you a greater understanding to a more conscious way of living and to expand your mind beyond this world.
Please join the host of Earth Angel Radio, Carol Guy.
Welcome to Earth Angel Radio.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by www.carolguy.com. Carol Guy is an angelic counselor as well as the author of A Healthy Mind Leads to a Healthy Body and her new book, Coming Out of the Spiritual Closet. You can find her here every Wednesday and Friday on blogtalkradio.com/earth-angel. You can also find her on twitter.com/yourearthangel as well as on facebook.com/Carol Guy and jasonsnetwork.com/Carol Guy. And now back to Earth Angel Radio with your host, Carol Guy.
Wow. Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Carol Guy, and thank you so much. Wow, it's been a long time. It's been actually 2.5 years since I've actually done radio. And I was just listening to this intro and stuff, and it's like, okay, we got to make some changes here, because now our new show, which we're still with Earth Angels Network, Earth Angels Radio Network, I should say, but my new show now is called Enlightened Masters Radio, which we'll be talking about a lot of different things, not just angels and angelic beings and things like this. We are actually going to talk about a lot more things than we did then. And that's been, wow, 7 years worth of work back then. Like I said, it's been 2.5 years since I have been on radio. So I'm really excited about doing today's show. It took me a while to really decide if this is what I wanted to do. And but before we get started on anything, I would like for us just to take a moment. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing right now, just take a deep breath. Just take a deep breath. Breathe in and out through your nose. Let it go, that breath go in. I would like for us to do this just for a couple of minutes, just to honor life. Just to honor life, that you are here and you are breathing. That's the most important thing. The most important thing. So let's do that for just a moment and take a deep breath and let it out. Close your eyes if you can. If you're driving, please don't. If you're doing heavy equipment or anything else, don't close your eyes. But take another deep breath in through your nose and out through your nose. Let's do that just one more time, and this time, just allow yourself to just relax for the moment, just for this one brief moment in your day. In through your nose, and say, and just feel the gratitude of your breath as you exhale. Wow, just taking a brief moment out of your day, just, what did that took us, like, 2 seconds? 2 seconds just to breathe and connect with our breath. Oh, and it relaxes you. Can't you just feel all the energy just like, wow, okay. You know, that's all it takes. It's all it takes. And you can do that absolutely anywhere. It's free. You can take it with you anywhere you go, your breath, because your breath is the most important thing of your life. Without it, you are not here. And so many times people take that for granted. They're running around searching for something outside of themselves to connect with. And they got it. It's been given to you. You have been blessed with the life of breath. That is the breath that is flowing through you. And what I wanted to do was to honor our life today. Honor our life. Take a moment just to honor your life with your breath. Because today is 9/11. And all across the world, many people know what that means, 9/11. And we're honoring people that have passed. Because you know what? They don't have the life of breath within them anymore. They sacrificed their own beings to bring us together as a nation, as a world. And it did happen. Let's honor that. What they set out to do in this sacrifice, which many people will not agree with, but this is what I have known. I have shared for many years now. And they wanted us to come together. These beings wanted us to come together, and they accomplished what they wanted us to do, and that was to come together as a world, and we did. We did. But it only lasted 2 weeks. 2 weeks, and then what happened? The old fear, the old programs kicked in. Back in. But those beings' life were not wasted. What they set out to do was to bring us together, and they did. And so let's honor them today. Let's honor them today as we just did, of honoring our breath, the breath of life. So whatever you do today, and any day, every day, every single time you get awareness or consciousness, breathe. Take a moment, breathe. You can walk and breathe. You can drive and breathe. You can sleep and breathe. You can dance and breathe. You can do all these different things. You can eat and breathe. You know, two seconds? It didn't even last us a minute. But honoring the life of breath. And those that do not have the breath anymore, that may not just be because of 9/11, but it's also for the beings of our family, our loved ones that have passed on. Whatever has happened that you are consciously aware of, that's maybe holding on to the old stories of them, the old stories, even of 9/11. It's a story that we will never forget, but it is time for us to honor them and move on with our breath of life, to honor them even more by living, by breathing. I'd also like to take a moment to acknowledge Dr. Wayne Dyer and any of you that are familiar with them, that's on this path of enlightenment or on this path of a spiritual journey or New Age, whatever you want, whatever name you choose. But you know who Wayne Dyer is, who had just left us a couple of weeks ago. Actually, I don't know if Wayne had anything to do with this. I had bought the domain name Enlightened Masters Radio back, last year, toward the end of last year, I think. I think it might have been November. I'm not even sure, but I bought the domain name, but I never did anything with it. I was contemplating. I was ready to go back on radio then, and then some things happened, which we will discuss later on, maybe today, maybe another time. I'm not really sure, but I just didn't do the radio yet. I wasn't ready. It was still in the back of my mind, but Wayne Dyer passed, I believe it was on the 30th. Of August 31st. Anyways, the next day is when I got up and said, it's time for me to go back on radio. So I don't know if Wayne was on the other side pushing, or if it was that he opened up a space now that someone else can come in again, that, you know, his job was done on this planet. Oh, believe me, his job is still going on. He's still working behind the scenes, let me tell you, and I'll share that more with you. But he was a great, great teacher that helped guide so many of us. I love Wayne's work. I met Wayne back in 2002 at an event of the Celebration of Life. It was in Scottsdale, Arizona. It was amazing. I had just basically was still really new to this path, and I was sent to Arizona to this event, and I didn't know a lot of the teachers that were there, but Doreen Virtue was there, Brian Weiss was there, Sylvia Brown was there, Sonia Chiquette, which I had worked with Sonia's mother. After that event is when I connected with Sonia Chiquette, and she had guided me to her own mother to work with on some things. So that was wonderful. Just so lots and lots of many amazing teachers. Dr. David Hawkins, which many people are now really, really into his books more and more. And it was actually at the event that I was sitting there on the floor. It was so packed at Dr. David Hawkins' event that Wayne Dyer was introducing Dr. Hawkins. I had not really heard of him, but he was on my list to go. So I was scheduled to go to his seminar. And so I did, and it was so packed in there that I sat on the floor. I sat on the floor, was listening, and wow, I was, after Wayne Dyer had introduced Dr. Hawkins, I was just blown away because the things that he had spoke about in his book, Power Versus Force, my soul was just eating it up because it was confirmation. It was confirmation. It was things that I had already been experiencing or been told about or I've learned. My journey has been about experiencing and then find out what it's about. Then we'll share with you what it's about, what you just went through. So I kind of did it a little different, but anyways, that was my journey. And I was just, wow, I just was blown away. And then I looked over to my left, and who was sitting next to me? Dr. Wayne Dyer. Sitting right there next to me, and I was like, wow. But we didn't speak. You know, he was into what David Hawkins was speaking about, and so was I. As Dr. David Hawkins was speaking, I started noticing something. My angels kind of whispered in my ear. I heard this little whisper and said, look around you, be aware. And I was noticing people were leaving. People were actually leaving his talk. Why? They didn't get it. They were not getting what he was speaking about. So by the time Dr. Hawkins had finished at that event, and this was back in 2002, he had, there was only a handful of us left, Wayne Dyer, myself, and just a few more. And what was so funny is the ones that were left, all they wanted was pictures up with him. And I wasn't into that. So I never got a picture with him or with Wayne Dyer for that matter. I wasn't into that. I was more into learning what things were about, teaching, you know, the teachings, what I came there to do. And so I ended up leaving the event, and I went to a few more. Neil Donald Walsh was there. I got to hear him, and I had known about his work. And his work was one of the first bit of information, Conversations with God, that I was guided to learn and read about. Because I knew that God was speaking to me, and I just couldn't hear. I didn't understand what he was speaking about. Oh, and before we can continue with this conversation, I just wanted to say that I won't be interacting in the chat room today, as you are probably already know. And at this moment, I'm not going to be taking callers either, because this is my first show, and one of the topics that we're going to address more on as we go is about listening. And that's where I'm at right now. I guess that's what triggered this, what we were going to talk about. I don't prepare for my shows. I did at the very beginning, almost 10 years ago. But I stopped doing that because I allow whatever information that comes through, whatever comes out is what people need to hear. And that's what our we're speaking about today is about listening. And this is very strong why we're not going to take calls, because people are always looking for answers and they're wanting you to talk, and they want to talk and they want to share and they want to get down to the gritty. But the thing is that they're not listening. But anyways, back then, and when I first started Conversations with God with Neil Donald Walsh, I knew that God was talking to me, but I couldn't hear clearly. I couldn't hear it all. And I get so angry and frustrated, let me tell you. That's another story. But back to Wayne Dyer. Anyways, as the weekend went on with this event, Dr. Dyer was one of the last people that I had got to hear. He was the very last speaker of the whole event for the whole weekend. And, oh my gosh, listening to Dr. Dyer, I mean, tears came to my eyes just, you know, because he was speaking to my soul, and it was resonating. Every bit of his words were resonating to me. And I wanted to meet him so much. I wanted to meet him. After the event, I went back to the room, back at the room where he was at, and they were selling books, and he was talking to people and things like this. And I went back there and I really, really wanted to meet him. But there were so many people there. I just said, okay, you know what? I'm going to let this go. And he gave me what I needed. And I got the information that was meant for me. And so I left. I started leaving. And there was nobody else there. Everybody was still in the main hall, big room. And I had left and I started walking out. And all of a sudden I heard footsteps behind me and I heard a voice in my tell me, turn around. And when I did, guess who it was? Wayne Dyer, Dr. Wayne Dyer, right behind me. And so I stopped and him and I chatted for a few moments and he shook my hand. He shook my hand and in that moment, it was only briefly, I got to meet him for that brief moment. And then he had to go because he had to go get more material, more books, whatever it is. So because he was on a mission. Wayne was on a mission to help people. And after he walked away, I stood there and I just looked at my hand. I felt my hand because there was so much in that handshake. What I got out of that handshake was that the man I just met was magnificent. He was wonderful. But he was in a hurry. He was trying to help so many people, and he did. And that in that handshake, I got that there more of us were coming. More of us was coming. So, you know, Dr. Dyer was 75 years old when he passed, and he touched many of our lives. Like I said, I have lots of his books, a lot of his information. I've listened to him speak. Some of his meditations. And so I want to honor him with that story and with all the magnificent things. And I don't, like I said, I don't know if he was there pushing me or opening up the space for me to come back on the radio and share my voice now again. But the day after he passed, I got up that morning and said, it's time. And I booked this show right here. And I was going to book it for the Friday after that, which I believe it was September 4th. But the thing was that I had so much going on, and I kept hearing Friday morning. So it's like, okay, you know what? Then I'll just book it the next Friday, the Friday after that. And so I went to go book it for this Friday, and I realized that it was 9/11. So there was lots behind this that I didn't realize until it started happening, because I was going to actually start my show on September 4th, but I didn't want to do a night show. I wanted to do a morning show. And I was told to do it the Friday after. And it's like, you know what, I'll just wait another week and I'll do the show the Friday after. And then when I went to go book it and I saw the date, I'm like, wow, 9/11. Okay, there is something behind me coming back, Wayne passing, me getting up the next morning and booking the show. And it was blocked for me to not do it on September 4th, but it was open for me to do it today, 9/11. So let's honor all these magnificent miracles that we're here. And I'm here today, and it's wonderful to be able to share my voice. One of the things that I wanted to mention as we continue on, because we are going to talk about listening, and that's why you're here. If you're listening today, it's because this is the message that you need. But today, you know, last time when I started doing radio, I did radio back, when did I start? Gosh, you know, I guess it's been 10 years, maybe 2007. I'm trying to think how long has it been? Because I haven't done it. I don't know. Anyways, when I did start, whatever year that was, I didn't really want to do radio, but I kept hearing it, and I would hear people talk about, you know, friends would say, your voice, you need to do radio, your voice. And I'm like, okay. And so I was guided finally to do radio. And so I did it. No, it had to have been more like 2004. I can't even remember what year I started. I have to go back and just Google it and see, Google myself and see. But anyways, I did radio for a while with one network, and I didn't want to do it, and I was nervous, and I was scared, and what will I say, and I was trying to prepare, and all of that stuff. and I learned a lot. And then my mother got sick. So it had to have been before that, because in 2000 and end of 2007, it had to have been way before 2007. In 2007, towards the end of it, I stopped doing radio. I quit doing radio for a while. Different things was happening. And then in 2008, I was still kind of promoting one of my books that I had pulled. It's not for sale right at this moment. I pulled it off the shelves about a couple of years ago. It's in a new process. So anyways, I stopped doing radio, and I had ran across a gentleman, Mark Patterson, and he was doing radio, and he contacted me and said, "Would you be a guest on my show?" And I said, "Okay, sure, why not?" And so I was a guest on his show, and I wasn't in the chat room or anything. I had just called in, was chatting, talking with him, sharing, and Mark stopped me and he said, "Carol," he goes, "are you in the chat room?" And I said, "No, I'm not." And he said, "There's people in there saying, tell her to get back on the radio. Tell her to get back on the radio." And I'm like, wow, okay. And so and I didn't even know who these were. I guess because this was a whole different network than where I was at before. And so that guided me back to the radio back in 2008. And then I did it, like I said, started once a week, and then it went to 5 days. So it was a lot. So when I was on radio, I was in service. I had went into service for the Divine back in 93. I didn't want to. I was married to a military man, and I had two children, and we were living in Europe in Germany, and I was happy, and things were finally, really, at this time, our life was just going wonderful. Finances, everything, friends, everything was really, really good. And until one day he came home, my husband at the time came home and said, "We're moving to Colorado." Well, I knew in that moment, I literally stopped him and said, "No, you cannot take me there," because I knew that my life as a mother, a wife, was a military wife at that, and my whole life was about to change. Now, I didn't know how my life was a change, but I knew it was. And this was in 1993, and I didn't want it. I was fighting. Oh, I begged him for 3 months not to take me to Colorado. I had never been there in this lifetime, but I knew, and deep down in my soul, I knew. So after, 3 months, he said to me, "Well, I'm going back to the States, and you're going with me." So I stopped and did what I duties. I don't think I said that right. It didn't sound right, but anyways, I did my duty of a wife and prepared the family to leave Europe and to move back to the United States. And we took them on vacation, visiting family and stuff. But then as we went on, we got to Colorado. The very first day we arrived in Colorado, he got out to ask for directions to where the military base was. Yeah, let me say that again. He got out and asked for directions, ladies. So, and gentlemen. And I got out of the car and I stood there and I just said, "Please, God, don't do this to me." Because I still did not know what that meant. I just knew deep inside my soul that my life as a mother, as a wife, as a daughter, all these different titles was about to change, and I didn't want it to change. And, fast forward, it did. I end up a few years later going through this transformation, and I end up leaving a 20-year marriage. And it was really hard at that time to explain to people, because I honestly still did not know what was happening to me. Like I said earlier in the show, my life has been about it happens, and then I get confirmation of what's going on. Okay, so 20-year marriage, and it was not easy. It is not easy. You know, this is what the show is about, enlightened masters, and about learning to listen. We can fight it, which, you know, I, at that time, I had the title of a rebel. I was a rebel. I probably still do have that a little bit, you know, in my energy field, in my DNA. But I didn't want to do any of this, did not want to speak about any of this, did not want to share, did not want to know, didn't want, you know, anger. Oh, my God, so much anger in me and things like this, a lot of stuff. And even with the listening, reading the books, Conversations for God, with God, which that came like years later, I was so angry. You have no idea how many books I went through because I would rip them, literally rip them to shreds because I was so angry because I couldn't hear. I was not hearing clearly. I knew I could hear some things, but I didn't understand what the God, what the divine, what the universe was trying to share with me because I couldn't hear clearly. And that's what our show is leading up to today, is about learning to hear. Silence yourself. Hearing. And like I said, I was a rebel. I was a, you know, I was a fighter. I learned how to fight. I learned how to fight when I was a little girl because I had a sister at that time that was 18 months younger than me, that's all she did. She would attack me and attack me and attack me and fight. And I had to fight, you know, names and words and things that she would do. And then going to school, when I started school as a little girl, I was fighting, had to fight to just be me. I didn't even know who me was at that time because I was so being attacked. I had been being attacked by different people, the way I looked, the way I dressed, the way I... Everything about me. There was nothing on this earth, so even since I was a little girl, that I was not being attacked for. And so I learned at a very young age to defend myself and to fight. And so, you know, when the divine is telling me, you're going to go on this path, you're leaving your 20-year marriage, it's changing with your children are going to be taken away to go live with their father for a while, believe me, I was fighting. I was like, God, you are not going down. I'm not going down without a fight with you. And that's what I did at that time. But I've learned, you know, it's been a long time now. And so I've learned, and I had to learn how to listen. I had to learn how to just be still. I had to learn to hear. I had to learn to hear because we want answers. We're human beings that are doing, and we want answers, and we want them now, not tomorrow, not next year. We want those answers right now, and we forget to listen. We don't know how to listen. You know, it was really great this morning. Just a half hour before I was going on air here for my first show, I had been thinking about that. We have so many stories. Oh, my, you have no idea how many stories I have. That what I've just shared with you is just the tip of the iceberg. It's nothing because I have got so many stories that I wrote a book called, at the time it was called, what is it called? Coming Out of the Spiritual Closet, Being an Earth Angel, which you cannot find any right now because I pulled it out of print because I am revising it somehow. Somehow I'm working on it and, or it's in the process in the other realms or whatever it is. And I had been journaling, and writing, keeping up, but it got to be so much that I've had to record everything I record. And I have a huge black bag full of cassettes of this journey because I could not keep up with it. It was happening so quickly. And so that was part of my journey too, is all these different stories. And I was told to keep to write about them and to keep record of them because one of the things is, you know, I apologize. I am not here to defend anybody offend anybody is that the Bible. What I was told back then, when I was told that I was going to write, I was a rebel. Me, write? No, are you kidding me? No way, I cannot write. I can't even speak. You can hear it right now. I can't even speak the right language for most people. You have no idea how many times people will correct me in the way I speak, correct me in the way I write things, because I don't speak that language. I speak whatever it is that's coming through me, and I always have, and it's not the proper English. It's not properly pronounced. Sometimes, you know, the older I get it, that some of the words, to pronounce them, you know, because I speak spirit, and there is no, some of these words that have to be filtered, and it there's no filtering. That my filter's gone, you know? So it sometimes it... or it's full of dust or something, I don't know. But anyways, I was told that, you know, Jesus did not write his own story. Other people did. The Bible was not written by Jesus. Jesus didn't write his story. Others wrote about it. And so how much of that is that actually in truth? And yes, people will, you know, they'll fight for that. But I'm not here to fight with anybody anymore. I've laid my swords down. I've laid them down before, and I've had to pick them back up. And I really don't care to do so again. But that was why I was told to keep record of everything that has happened to me on my journey. And so we have these stories. Like I said, I have so many of them. Now, what happened earlier before I went came on air, what I wanted to share with you is I was sitting outside, for example, this is just an example, but I was sitting outside with my little dog, just kind of getting some morning fresh air, thinking about nothing actually, just breathing, looking at the light, the blue sky, the trees, looking around me, watching my little puppy dog. He's just so amazing, and I love my little doggy so much. He's my little boy. That, and I was sitting there, and a girl next door that has only been here maybe 2 or 3 weeks, she opened the door, and she saw me. She goes, "Can I come out and talk to you for a minute?" And I said, "Okay." And she started asking me some questions, and I said, "No." She asked me if I heard them last night in their apartment, and I said, no, we have concrete walls. It takes a lot to hear, you know, it's got to be really bad to hear through these walls. Anyways, as we're sitting there, she's just talking, and she's telling me, and then she stops herself. She goes, "I don't know why I'm telling you this. This is so personal. Is it okay?" And I'm like, "Okay." And so I'm sitting there, and I'm just listening to her as she is just going into her story. She's just rolling into her story. And then she would stop herself, "I don't know why I'm telling you this." And she's just telling me her story constantly, just, you know. Not once did she ask about me. Not once. She asked me a question about them, but there was no question about me, not any interest in me or anything else. She was just interested in sharing her story. And that's what so many people are. And I sat and I listened to her for a good half hour until I had to say, "Look, I gotta go." Or maybe it was an hour before the show. I'm sorry. I apologize. I sat and listened to her for a little while, and then I said, "You know, I have to go," because I didn't tell her why. I just said, "You know, I don't mean to have to leave, but I got to go." And so I came back in. But this is what happens, is that so many of you are caught in your story, and it's a story. It's a story. 9/11's a Jesus story is a story. And even though we can honor them and we can learn from this, if you choose, it's a story that we have to learn to get past and rewrite these stories. Rewrite these stories. Learn to listen to someone else's story. That's why, now I'm getting back to where I started with this about the radio. I was in service, and I was guided to do radio back all those years. And then 2.5 years ago, I was told, which was December of 2012, I did my last shows and was told to stop speaking. And so I did. And so this time when I went to go book my radio show on for this show, that morning I went to go book it, I said that I'm no longer in service anymore. I'm not in service any no more. I was dismissed from service actually in August of this year. And I said that I wasn't going back on the radio for being in service. I was going back on the radio because I wanted to. I had missed this part of me that I had put aside the last 2.5 years because I was in service with so many other things. And as we progress with this, we will get into some more of those stories. But I don't get a chance to share some of my stories because so many of you are stuck in your stories. You're stuck in your stories. And have you noticed your life? You're trying so hard to get out of that story, change your story to, but you're not being able to. You're in this loop. And let me tell you, I've been on that loop. I know what it's like. But this time around, I'm here, and I'm going to be sharing with you through however long I choose to do radio. And whenever I choose to do radio, I do plan at this moment is to do the radio every week, but who knows? Who knows? But at this time, I'm doing radio here to share with you of what it is like, what it means to be an enlightened. Share some of the stories that maybe will help you if you only listen. Because not only will I'm not going to take callers right now, and I'm not going to be interacting in the chat room at this time, and that may change too. You know, I'm whatever. But today, that wasn't happening. Sometimes when you hear, if you stop and get out of your own story and learn to listen, you may be able, and to hear someone else's story, because it may be you that are telling your story. Like the girl here, she was just going on about her story. She's so stuck in her story, she can't change it. She's not going to change her story. Not for a while, if she ever does. Okay? That's the program she's running on. And here, if she would only listen and stopped herself and have let me share as well, she might have learned something that may help her in her story, but she wasn't open to, she can't hear. You know, maybe it's you that you're stuck in that story, and maybe what you need to do to change your story is to stop and listen. And then there may be some of you that are like me that you're hearing all these people's stories, you know, and no one's getting a chance. You're not getting a chance to share your story or your wisdom or your knowledge or your divine love. And maybe you've got to find an outlet like me. That's why I came back on air, is to find an outlet so I can share with the ones that do want to hear some of the experiences, some of my stories, some information that may come through me that I have no idea what it will be. That's why I don't prepare anymore. After not going on the radio for 2.5 years, I was not scared. I was not nervous. I just said, okay. I knew it was going to be about listening. And that's what we are here to do. If we learn to listen, let me tell you, I've had to learn. I had to learn how to listen to the divine myself. I learned a long time ago, back being a military wife, back when I was 17 years old and I had gotten married and I was not pregnant, okay? I wasn't forced to be married. I chose to be married at that age. And I wasn't listening. I did not listen. The divine told me, God told me, don't marry him. And I said, I'm going to do it, and you ain't stopping me. Okay, well, you know, I didn't listen. Okay, so I had to learn to listen. I learned the hard way to learn to listen. So how can you change your story if you can't listen? So maybe you're like me that don't have an outlet. Like I said, I learned on the human side when I'd go. I had so many magnificent experiences living all over the United States, living in Europe. And I would come home and I would want to share my stories with my family. But my family didn't want to hear them. They didn't want to listen or hear anything I had to say because they were so stuck in their own stories about their drama, their diseases, all these different things that was happening in their life. They didn't care. So I learned a long time ago to be still and be quiet. And so you know, once I accepted that I was going to do radio, once I accepted that I was going to write and share and be a angelic counselor and stuff, I learned that I could share my stories. I could have a voice. And so that's what radio is doing. It's giving me a voice. And I am listening now. I listen. Because you don't know how many times over my life, even before I started this path, I would say to myself, I knew it, I could hear it, but I wouldn't listen. And I would say to myself, and I'd say to God, when am I going to learn to listen? When am I going to get it? When am I going to learn to listen to what you're telling me? And that's what it's about, is because this show is about today. It's about learning to stop and listen. And if you know something, then listen. Like I said, but I have no regrets marrying my ex-husband, because I got so many magnificent experiences, and I had the most two amazing children. Even though things in my life aren't like wrapped in a perfect little present with a beautiful bow around it and little dangling things or anything, my children were my life and breath, and they were wonderful and magnificent. And so that alone was worth not me listening sometimes. But I learned, but who knows? What if I would have listened? It could have even been even greater, because, you know, it wasn't a great marriage. It wasn't. You know, nothing against him. He gave me the greatest gifts of all, is my two children, and he gave me an experience of living in Europe and all over the United States that has brought me to who I am. Those are parts of me that I will not ever, it's part of my story. Let me just say that. It's part of my story. And I don't have any regrets about any part of my story. I've had some wild experiences. And as you go on, and if your goal is to be enlightened, mine was never. I had never set that goal. Like I said, I didn't want it, but I was chosen. Why? I don't know. Just because that was part of my journey. That's part of my story. And I'm in the process of my rewriting. Not rewriting my story, no. I'm writing a new story now. And my new story was that I'm not in service. I'm not forced to be on radio. I'm not forced to share with any of you. I'm doing my new story is that I'm doing it because I want to. I wanted to. I missed this part of myself of not being able to share, because you don't share this kind of stuff, this information, with just everybody on the street. Because why? They're not open to hearing. And that's what you may be experiencing in your life. You don't have someone that can hear you. Well, guess what? If you listen closely, maybe you'll find a way that you'll be able to express yourself. Or maybe you need to stop and just listen. And instead of sharing your story with everyone on the street or anybody that will stop, that you might learn something too. Because we are here, there's, 7 billion people on this planet, and more every day coming. Lots are leaving. A lot of the great teachers of lots of different arts are leaving this planet and making room for the new ones to come in. And we have some wonderful, magnificent children out there. The animals are, oh my gosh, if people would stop and look and listen to the animals, they would learn so much, and their life would change. Their story would change. But we don't. And one of the other things is about listening is sometimes, because we can't speak the same language, and I don't mean Spanish, French, German, or Korean, or any of these kind of languages. I'm talking about the language of love. Not many people on this planet know the language of love. The language of light, the language of love. And recently I had to learn a new language, and it wasn't a pretty language. And the person that I was involved with that was speaking this language, he'd ask me, where did you learn this language? And I would say, from him. And the language is not pretty, but you know what? That's the language of most people on this planet. If you get on YouTube, if you listen to the television, you'll hear that this is the language that's being spoke. And that's why sometimes people can't hear you. Sometimes if you are speaking the language of love, the language of light, they can't hear you. We wonder, why can't people hear us? Why can't, when I speak to my family, when I speak to my children, when I speak to my husband, why can't he hear me? Because that you're not speaking his language. Okay? And I had to learn a new language. And it wasn't a pretty language, and I didn't like the language. And so it had to end. Because that language was going to destroy us. And so I was refusing for that to happen. And so I had to get back to my language. This is my language. This is one reason why I'm on the radio sharing with you today, is because this is my language. This is the language of love. This is the language of light. Sometimes the language of love has to come into a different tone. And that's why people can't hear you. Why you can't hear God or the divine is because you can't hear the language of love. You can't hear the language of light. So you've got to fine-tune your hearing. And that's what I was doing with the conversation of God. I knew God was speaking to me. I knew it. And so when Neil Donald Walsh came out with the book, Conversation with God, I already knew. I was like, I know God's talking to me, but I couldn't get it because I couldn't hear the language of love. I couldn't hear the language of light at that time. And so I had to learn how to listen. I had to learn to speak a different language. And the last 2.5 years, I learned a different language. It was really, really funny. When I moved to Florida 4.5 years ago, I was very much in a higher dimension. I was lived in states of bliss for many, many years, excuse me, and I came here. My voice has not talked this long in a long time, so excuse me while I get a drink of water. Anyways, when I first came to Florida, I spoke very much the language of light and the language of love, and then one day, I was going to have a meeting with a gentleman that did a lot of social networking. He was huge in putting big social networking groups together here in Florida, and they had events like every 2 weeks or something. And when I first got here, that's how I was introduced to Florida, was going into one of these. Anyways, that's another story. But I went to go meet with him. And I was in such a high state of bliss, and I was like, you know, I'm just going to take the day off. So I put on my raggedy jeans that cut with holes cut in them, a little tank top, and I felt so happy and peaceful and joyful. And I met him at a Panera Bread in Boca Raton, and he came in, and when he came in a suit and tie for the meeting. And here I'm like, okay. And so we sat down to talk the same language. He was very kind and professional. And I was speaking language of love and light. He was speaking a language that I did not know anymore. Did not know it. And the beauty about this was that him and I would speak, or he would speak, whichever one, and we would both then stop and pause, and we would try to understand what the other person was saying. Sometimes I would speak to him in my language, and we both spoke English, okay? It was English, but it was a different kind of English. And when I spoke to him, he would listen, and then I could see him filtering and turn it in and being like a translator that would turn those into a language that he spoke. And then I would take what he just said to me that I had said, he translated it. I would then translate it back into my language. And it was the most amazing, wonderful mind-blowing conversation I'd ever had, really, with someone. We did not speak the same language. He spoke a language that I really had totally lost. I no longer could speak that. And we ended up having a two-hour conversation, or maybe a little longer, but it was so magnificent because we both took the time to listen to each other, and even though we didn't speak the same language, and work really, really hard on filtering and translating it into a language that we could communicate with each other. And that's what it is about the human race, too, is that we are not communicating because we're so busy not listening to each other. We're so busy in our own, stuck in our own stories that we cannot hear each other. We cannot listen. So if you cannot do it with each other, how are you possibly ever going to hear the voice of God, the voice of the divine, the voice of the universe, if you're not willing to take the time to learn to listen? And like I said earlier, I had to learn to listen and to learn a different language, okay? Yes, you may not be able to speak with your family members or speak with your friends the language that you have learned, but you'll be able to maybe be guided to meeting other people that speak your language, or you'll be able to, with our internet and everything, maybe be able to do something else, you know? Like here for me, it's radio. I'm using my voice. I'm speaking my language. I'm listening. I'm listening to what needs to come through because I did not plan this show whatsoever. All I did was book it. I booked it, said, okay, here we go. So that is another thing. Stop and learn to listen and learn a new language, okay? That's how you're going to be able to change your story. It's not about going and speaking light and love to every person you meet and speaking it all over and just almost vomiting on to other people too. Just like a lot of different religions will vomit all over you, people with lots of negativity will just vomit all over you. It's the same thing with our language. Learn to know who you can speak with and maybe find an outlet that you can use your voice. But you got to learn to listen. So if you cannot do it, if we can't do it with each other, how are you ever going to hear the divine? How are you going to, if it's your goal to be enlightened, and really there's so much more to that, how are you ever going to make it until you learn to listen and get your own answers? And sometimes it might not be the answers that you hear. That's one reason why I didn't take callers today, and I don't know when I'm going to take callers, but maybe one day, and maybe next week. Who knows? I don't. But there was a young girl that would call in when I used to do radio all the time. She'd call in every week. Every time I did a show, she called in. Then she would call in a lot of the different hosts as Earth Angels Network grew with Dr. Michael Rice, Diane Bachberger. We had Mark Sample. We had so many other ones on the show, times. And we still do have a few other shows here. But she would call in, I guess, a lot of other shows and things like this, and over and over and over. And I would tell her, you're not listening. When she'd call into my show, I'm like, stop, you're not listening. Like I said, I have not done shows in 2.5 years here on Blog Talk Radio or anywhere. And about a month ago, I was sitting out by the beach with my dog, and all of a sudden, a lady walked by me, and she goes, Carol? And I said, yeah. She goes, you did Earth Angels Radio? And I said, yeah. And she goes, and she said her name, which I will not repeat. And I was like, she goes, do you remember me? And I said, yeah. And we chat a little bit, and she was sharing with me her story and what's going on, and she goes, I still don't listen. And her life is still exactly where it was all these years. It had not changed. Because why? She wasn't listening to any information that was given to her with the human voice. So how could she possibly listen to the divine? And that's just one example. I see so many, you know how many, I get so much information. I see things. I stand in back and I watch and I see things and I see people. And I don't say anything very much anymore unless I'm guided to. I just stand back and I watch because one of the things I'm like, they don't listen anyways. Why waste that energy and breath and everything? Because people don't listen, because they're so caught up in their own. And you know how you can tell the people aren't listening? They're so wrapped up in their own stories. They never even ask about you. They don't want to know. They're too involved in their own story, and they're rereading the same page over and over. How many times have you picked up a book and you or went to go read something, you read the line over and over and over, and you keep going like, I just read that, I read that a while ago. Okay, where am I at? Well, it's the same thing in your life. You're repeating the same story over and over and over and over because you're caught in that loop and you have not been able to change it because you're so caught up in it and you haven't stopped to learn to listen. And there's more of that thing, so we'll get into that too. But anyways, this is something that hopefully you got something out of this show. I hope you've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed being able to share my voice with you again, to share some of the stories that I have experienced. Like I said, what just needed to happen today. And I hope you take a moment, not just once, several times through your life, through your day, to just breathe and honor life. Honor the breath of life, the most important thing, because without that, you don't have a story. You don't have anything. You won't be able to listen. Because you won't be here on this planet. Real quick, my father used to say to me when he got emphysema, because he was a smoker, and he couldn't even walk from the front door to the back door without stopping and grasping the side of the car and grasping for breath. And he would say to me, I just wish I could breathe. I would do anything for breath, to have a breath, because he was gasping to try to stay alive with his breath. And not here to say anything about anybody that smokes. Half of Florida smokes, over half, I believe. But the thing is it's the breath of life, so cherish that. You're not there for your children. You're not there for your animals. You're not there for the planet. You're not there for anyone without that breath. So honor it. So take some time and honor your breath. So I do plan to have a show next Friday. It's not booked yet, but we'll see you after the show. So I send my love to all of you, that you will open up yourself to be able to hear, to take and honor life and breath. And it's been a joy and a wonder to be able to share this with. So many blessings to all of you. Much love. And may you always, always take the time to breathe.
Thank you for joining us here at Earth Angel Radio for another show of self-discovery. Please tune in again every Wednesday evening and Friday at noon Mountain Standard Time. For more information on Carol, please visit www.carolgui.com. May your hearts be blessed with divine love.